children, my name is Father Tom. Say hello. Alright, so today we're gonna read a story from the Bible. Now, take it in mind, it may be a little inappropriate, but you're gonna learn this in your future life. So I recommend you just sit down, relax, and listen to this wonderful tale of Adam and Eve and Steve. So, the story is in first person, and it goes a little something like this. It was a beautiful day in Bonneville, and everyone was happy. The sun was shining, and I thought, I'm kind of hungry. So I go down to, the Apple Farm family place, and, Bonneville's a boring town, so that probably is where the most action is. So I go down there, and I see Applejack, just sitting now, eating a colorful, tasteful, delicious apple. And I go up to her, like, hey, can I have an apple? And she's like, yeah, sure. And then she points to a tree, and I'm like, cool. So I fly up, and I grab the apple, and I eat it in one bite. She looks at me funny, and I'm like, hey, don't fucking judge me. We're fucking horses. We can eat apples in a hole like this. And she's like, yeah, fair enough. So after, 10 minutes of her eating her apple in small bites, she's like, hey, you want to see something cool? And I'm like, yeah, I love cool things. So I go along with her into the bar. The barn. I can't read. By the way, this paper's blank. So, we go into the barn, and Applejack, she just sitting down, she just sits, and just stares off into the distance, and I'm just thinking, okay, I guess that's what she does. I don't know what's about Applejack, but whenever she does that, whenever she just sits down or stands up, and she just, looks into the distance, I can just imagine her just saying, apples. Just apples. Anyways, back to the story. So, Applejack, she's like, where the fuck is he? And I'm like, okay, this language is kind of necessary. By the way, I should probably do a drawl thing. Where the fuck is he? That's the best I can do. But she finally goes into her house, and then she comes out with Big Mac, and she's like, where the fuck were you? I've been waiting for 15 minutes. And he's like, I've been getting ready. And she was like, well, you better be ready, because this is going to be a long one. And he said, oh man, this is going to suck. So I'm just like, and then she says, not as much as me. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. But, I'm just thinking, maybe we're going to make a pie. I don't know what we're going to do. So what she does is she's like, hey, are you ready? Are you ready to fill this pie with cream? And I'm like, okay, apparently we're going to make an apple pie. And out of nowhere, she just, gets down and starts sucking her brother's member, his penis, his big ol' shiny black quack. So I'm just like, alright, that's a little weird for you to just, just suck it right in front of my face. And she's like, what, do you want to taste? And I'm like, no. And she's like, are you sure it tastes like apples? I see that you're fond of apples. And I'm like, no. And then she starts putting her brother's penis inside her vagina. And I'm like, why are you doing that? You can't do that. That's inappropriate. And then she bends over, and she takes the doggy style. And I'm like, hey, you can't do that. And then she grabs a giant old dildo and puts it in my butt. And I'm like, hey, don't do that. And I take it out, and I throw it. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm out of here. You're gross. Your brother's great. Okay, fine. Let yourself out. And I'm like, I'm not leaving. You leave. And she's like, hey, this is my property, and you get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, okay, I'll leave. And I said, fine. And she said, fine. And she gave me a hug. And then she said, fuck my brother. And that's the story of Adam, Ian, Leave, and Steve. I hope you enjoy, kids. And remember, if you do anything bad, God's going to take a pole and stick it up your ass and shove you down to hell. Or Satan, he'll be there to spit on your butthole and put his penis in it. Good night.